completely non-controlled situation. Children were in their own homes and school and work and God knows what else, but we were collecting this to really get an ecologically valid sort of insight into what might be happening with teens. And what we showed here was here, this is sleep duration on this axis, and this is the percent of daily calories and fat. And you could see as sleep duration decreases, this is the estimated fit of a line, the percentage of calories these children were eating related to fat progressively increase, such that, in contrast, the percentage of carbohydrates. Now, this category also includes good carbs, the complex carbs, and so forth, because there's just three categories. It's protein, carbs, and fats. So there was no change in proteins. So what happened was increase in fats was associated with a decrease in carbs. And our estimates showed, after adjusting for many factors, that 1 hour decrease in sleep that these children had was associated with a 0.8% higher daily fat and a 1.2% lower carbs. Now, what that really means in a different way of looking at this is that the daily fat consumption for children sleeping less than 8 hours per night was 2.2% greater per day